So Yosef was 30 years old, as the Chumash tells us, when he was appointed as head of Egypt. His name was changed to Tzafnas Paneach, which is still done, for example, in the Vatican. When the Pope becomes a Pope, they change his name from what it was before. So you see the origins of that custom from here in Mitzrayim. And then Yosef, of course, it said he made many pits. V'tasot shevishnei shavar l'kmotzim. V'yikpot says, kol ochel shevish shonam esher ayu be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'yitne ochel be'orim ochel steher. Shes v'osem nasa metzochan. As he knew how much food to be stored at different places so that all of the Egyptians would have enough food. And it was miraculous that when the 7 years were over, it says Vatirav called Eretz Mitzrayim Vayitzakam Apar Lachem Vayom Par Lachem Mitzrayim Luchol Yosef Shirem Lachem Tasu. It says all of Egypt was starving, and they cried out to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said to all of Egypt, "Go to Joseph. What he says to you, do." So that's a crazy question. I mean, he was already appointed over Egypt. Everybody had to go before, when he went before them, they had to bow down and say, Avrech, the Blessed One. So what does it mean that all of a sudden they went to Paro for food, and he had to tell them, whatever Joseph tells you, do. So the answer was that other Egyptians were storing food. But miraculously, and this is mostly brought down by the Tanhuma, that Egyptians were storing food, and the food rotted. In other words, even if they just put in food that the prior year, when they went into the provisions, all the food was rotted. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all of Egypt to come to Yosef to realize that Yosef, the Jew, was the one who was their source of their salvation. And unfortunately for the Egyptians, what was one of the conditions that Yosef imposed upon them to get the bread? Circumcise yourselves, bris milah. Because he knew his brothers were eventually going to come down, and he didn't want the brothers to be ridiculed. So he said, all of you, you want bread? Mal yourselves. So the Egyptians wanted no part of this. And they went to Paro and they said, hey, what's going on here? Feed us. And Paro says, hey, call us your Yom Lam Tasu. He says, you had your opportunity. You should have saved bread or grain. You didn't save it, or you saved it, now it's rotten. Because if I were you, I'd be very nice to Yosef, and I'd listen to everything he tells you. So you see the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik, that the way he stored things and everything lasted and not. Why? Of course, because this was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was. And so even when the brothers, when Yaakov and his children were starving, we see he portends the 210-year exodus into Egypt. It says, V'yom rinei shamati ki yashever b'mitzrayim. In other words, he was prophesizing that Yosef is there. Redu shama. Redu is 210. And I was just talking about how many years are going to be slaves. 210 years. Redu shama v'shivalon misham v'nichia v'lo namos. So you see already that often we don't know the prophecies that are coming out of our mouths. We don't understand those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to save us. But these are, again, the many, many different hidden miracles. The miracles within miracles that happened, that took place in Egypt, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Yosef HaTzadik. May those miracles happen in our time as well, and may they lead to the ultimate geula. Rabbi Chaim.